Warbirds continuing their series with Hickory. We're down in the dugout with Warbird skipper Eddie Morgan. Been playing some good baseball as of late. Split the series up in Salem. Doubleheader split yesterday. What do you think about the play of your club overall over the last couple of weeks?
You know, I think the biggest thing is really about effort, attitude, the energy. And it's been a long year, right? We've been going since mid-February. And the message to the club is hey, these at-bats are still coming. Defensive plays still need to be made. There's still 2 weeks left. There's a chance to improve your numbers, win ball games. And so I think our guys have done a really good job of staying locked in and staying focused and playing the game hard.
Let me ask you about a couple of offensive guys, particularly Hendelford. We've talked about all year, but man, just the model of consistency this year. It seems like he continues to find a new gear every month. He's having a terrific August.
Yeah, his bat definitely plays. He takes really good at bats. He's super aggressive. He's going up there with a plan, and he's executing the plan. Probably the most thing, the biggest thing I'm impressed with is just his defense. His first step has improved. He stays locked in and engaged, and that's hard to do for a young player, especially when you have some long innings. And we've had some long innings. Last week in particular, it was a kind of an offensive showcase for both teams. But to be able to still make plays and stay focused is a pretty big deal.
Braylon Antunez seems to be flying under the radar. Maybe it's because of Handel Free and Brady Ebel and some of the other guys that have grabbed the headlines. But he's hitting .415 over his last 10 games or so, still hitting over .400 as a Warbird. Like, man, this guy every night seems to provide an impact to this team.
Yeah, he's everything starts with his work ethic, his pregame. You know, he really gets at it in the cages. He's a very confident young man. He steps up to the box, and you feel like he's going to produce. And he's come up in some big situations. Struggled a little bit yesterday, but that's to be expected. I mean, you can't, you know, hit .500 for three straight weeks. But he's got juice in the bat. He runs the bases hard. You know, yesterday he didn't have a great day. Bases loaded, big moment, but he still hustled down. Mm-hmm. Even though it was a double play, that's a great thing for a young player. That's a habit that he's creating that's going to go with him as he advances.
Two arms I want to ask you about. Garrett Bonnett was terrific yesterday. Six innings, quality start, 8 strikeouts, 3 hits. You know, he's kind of ridden the wave a little bit as of late, but it was good to see him turn the page yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, everything starts with controlling the zone. He was in the zone, around the edges. He really, you know, to make his 94, 95 mile an hour effective, he's got to have really good secondary command of that. He limited his non-competitive misses. Mm-hmm. So it was really fun to watch, especially coming in, you got a big lead, you know, being a suspended game, we're up 6-0, so you can lose some focus a little bit. And no, he attacked and kept attacking and put us in a position where they weren't going to get back in the game.
Mikias Mercedes is going for you tonight. He's another under-the-radar guy, 3.11 ERA, the best ERA in the organization, a guy that's had a really good year.
Yeah, he's been a bull for us, man. He you know, fought some injuries. Mm-hmm. He's worked on his body. He seems to be healthy right now. You know, mid-90s, really good sweeper slider combo. And his last couple outings, he's kind of looked like a man possessed, to be honest with you. He just goes, here you go, try to hit this. Relies on the defense as well. So if he can command the zone, he's as dominant as there are in the Carolina League.
I'll let you go with a couple of thoughts. This is probably the last time we're going to talk, for sure, in the regular season. Hopefully there's some playoffs. But just your first year here, impressions of this first season as a Warbird.
Well, I guess first thing I got to say is it's just been awesome, you know, with the fans here in Wilson. They tremendous support. They know baseball. They know when to get loud. And there's a number of true fans. Brendan's one of them. You know, he's always in the same spot, so it's cool to see. So we're very blessed and happy that we had a number of walk-offs to make everybody you know, raucous. But no, it's been great. Everybody around Wilson has treated us well, and the ballpark is as first class as there is in the Carolina League. So it's great sitting down with you as well, and all the staff, the interns. You know, it's a first class organization.
Eddie, appreciate the time today and all season as always. Let's finish strong.
Yeah, let's win the day.
That's Eddie Morgan down to the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.